is Mr. Termas here with an introduction to this new podcast for the holiday season, for Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays, everybody. I am back, B-A-C-K, back. I have missed you guys. Well, listen, I hope you enjoy this podcast. Lots to listen to. There's an interview with Santa. You're going to learn a few things that, boy, I didn't know. Check it out. And we'll see you at the other end of the podcast.
Ice Rockets, my name is Jaylene.
And my name is Genesis, and boy, do we have a very special pet talk for you today.
We're going to interview Rudolph, the Rock Plus Rudolph.
Now please, everyone, welcome Rudolph.
Well, hello, Rudolph.
Hello, podcasters.
We have a few questions for you.
Okay, question number one. Is your nose natural, or have you had any type of surgery?
It is natural. I was born this way.
Really? I always thought that you had some type of surgery.
I always thought that too. Now here's question number two. Is the light on your nose electric or is it chemical?
It is chemical. It is made of special Christmas mixture of snow and ammonia.
Now that's really cool to know because your light looks electric.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jaylene. It does look electric. Now, let's move on to question number three. What's it really like working for Santa Claus? Tell us the truth.
He is a very hard worker, and man, he is kind of bossy.
Oh, really? Because I've seen him working really hard in a movie before, but I wasn't always thought that it wasn't true.
Oh yeah, Genesis, I think I saw that movie, and Rudolph was the star of it. Okay, question number four. Is it true that reindeer poop is sparkly? Because I saw it in a movie, and it looked really sparkly.
Yes, we eat magical food that makes us fly and poop sparkly.
Cool. Now I know that the truth about reindeer poop.
Now, for the last and final question, is there someone special in your life right now? Any significant reindeer girl?
Yes, Grease. She is the love of my life.
Well, that's nice, Rudolph.
Yeah, that's really nice. Well, thanks for listening to our very special podcast. And I want to give thanks to Rudolph. And have a Merry Christmas.
Bye, kids. See you next year.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kelly's Recipe, and I am Kelly the Cooking Queen. Today, we will be doing gingerbread man cookies, and we also have a special guest named Genesis. Let's pass it on to her.
Hello, everybody. My name's Genesis.
I was thinking about doing gingerbread man cookies because they are perfect for Christmas, and they're my personal favorite. So let's get started with the ingredients. 1/2 cup of butter softened, 3/4 cup of packed dark brown sugar, 1/3 cup of molasses, 1 egg, 2 tablespoons of water, 2 2/3 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of grounded ginger, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of each ground cinnamon, nutmeg, and allspice. Now, let's get started with directions.
Oh, that's a lot of ingredients.
You said it, so let's get started. In a large bowl, cream butter and brown sugar until it's lightly and firm. Beat in the molasses, egg, and water. Combine the flour, ginger, baking soda, salt, and cinnamon, nutmeg, and allspice. Add to the creamed mixture and mix well. Divide the dough in half, refrigerate for 30 minutes or until easy to handle. On a lightly floured surface, roll out each portion of the dough to 1/8 inch thickness. Cut out with a 4-inch cookie cutter. Place in 2 inches apart on a greased baking sheet. Re-roll scraps. Bake at 350 Fahrenheit for 8 to 10 minutes or until the edges are firm. Remove to the wire rack to cool completely. Mine look delicious and beautifully decorated, so you should decorate your gingerbread cookies too.
Wow, that's sounding very good.
And they are perfect for Christmas, so I hope you make them for your Christmas party and come back next week for another recipe.
Hello everyone, welcome to Room 1's special poem called
'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeers. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his horses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand, I was turning around. Down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry! His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke in it circled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and trimmed with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Hello everyone, welcome to a Christmas special. We're interviewing with Santa Claus. So let's ask Santa Claus some questions. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Ho, ho, ho! Yes, I do. I have lots of brothers and sisters. But I'm the only one allowed to go out in the sleigh with the reindeer and the elves. My brothers and sisters, they all have, other jobs.
Well, do you have any other reindeers except for Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Rudolph?
That's a great question. They're the only reindeer I have. But when we have the time, I let other animals pull my sleigh. Nobody knows this, but I'll share it with you. I've had pigs pull my sleigh before, and I've had dogs and cats pull my sleigh before. Don't tell anybody.
This is a question that everybody has been asking. How do you get around the whole world in one night?
I'm glad you asked. I won't tell you. Santa has some secrets, but I move like nobody's business around the world, and it takes me only 23 hours and 47 minutes, giving me 13 minutes to just kick back and watch the joy happen.
Well, you've been eating lots of cookies around the world, but which one is your favorite?
That's a great question. Now, how do you know I've been eating so many cookies? How do you know? How do you know I don't just give them away?
Well, everybody's been talking about it.
They're right. My favorite cookie is, well, it's just simply oatmeal raisin. It's the best cookie for me.
How many generations of Santa Claus has there been?
How many generations? That's a great question. Thinking. Oh my goodness. 17 generations of Santas.
We know a lot about you, but what about Mrs. Claus?
You'll have to find Mrs. Claus when she's not busy and interview her. I'm not allowed to speak for her. She gets very upset when I give out information about her because it's seldom accurate. She's very particular about what is said about her.
Well, let's have one more question then. We know a lot about you. Is your sleigh mechanical or magic?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, it's mechanical magic. Of course, it's mechanical. It has many, many moving parts. But I use magic. Oh, I think I'm giving something away. I do use magic to get around the world in 23 hours and 47 minutes.
Well, that's all we have today. And come back next holiday or another season to have another interview with someone else.
Oh, oh.
Gamer Time with Ryan. Today we'll be asking him some questions about Minecraft. So let's get started. How many animals are there in Minecraft?
They can spawn anywhere around from large biomes to hills to anywhere. They are sheep, cows, pigs, silverfish, lots of kinds, squids and everything.
Well, I play it too, and I think it's really fun. Maybe you could tell the viewers why you think it's fun.
It's fun because then I get to walk around, which the player starts with the main character. It's a guy named Steve. He's a man. He's an outlander. He's trying to find food, make craft stuff, and trying to build shelter so the night monster won't kill him.
Well, I know there's three mods: hardcore, creative, and survival. Which one is your favorite?
Survival. I don't like to cheat. I don't like to do nothing. Just survival.
Do you like building houses?
Yes, I do.
Well, what do you like best about Minecraft?
I like best about Minecraft is to play multiplayer with my friends, helping build a house, help them build armors and defeat those zombies at the night. And much is to hang out with my friends.
Well, I know there's bosses like the Ender Dragon and the Wither Skeleton. Which one do you like most?
The Wither, because it's really easy to beat and it doesn't take a long time.
Well, what is your favorite monster in Minecraft?
My favorite monster is the Creeper. It explodes to me the whole time. It explodes with TNT inside their body. When they go inside, when they come next to me, they explode.
Well, I know there's a bunch of mods and maps. Which one is your favorite map?
The Amnesia Monster map.
What about mod?
The Sword mod.
Well, I just have one last question. I know there's lots of food in Minecraft, but which one is your favorite?
Golden apples help with enchantment and helps me get power, regeneration, lives, and everything more.
Well, that's all. Minecraft is really expensive. Well, if you really like what you heard from Ryan, you might ask your parents to buy it for you for Christmas. And that's all we have for today. Bye.
That was a great podcast, wasn't it, boys and girls? That's actually the last podcast of this calendar year, but the new year is right around the corner, and we are looking forward to coming back to Rice School. Listen, I want to encourage all of you to be very, very safe over the holiday. And here's a little tip. Listen to the podcast. Of course, you've already listened to it. Write down two questions that were asked of Santa and bring them back in January, and your name will be put into a raffle for an incredible prize. Write down two questions and two answers that were asked of Santa during the Santa Claus interview, and something special may come your way. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. We will see you all down the line.